Welcome to Heightening Headlines, Improvising the News, the improv comedy news show featuring Ryan Charnocki and Alex Shea.
All right. Welcome to Heightening Headlines.
Welcome to Heightening... Blah, 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 blah. Welcome to Heightening Headlines, the improvised news show.
Yeah. Where we read a news story and then improvise a scene based on side characters in the story.
Yeah.
So, this is an actual news story.
Actual real news that exists and happened in the world as we know it.
The growing exotic pet trade drives illegal sales online and a push for tighter rules. The growing exotic pet trade has conservationists calling for stronger regulations to protect the reptiles, birds, and other animals in the wild that are increasingly showing up for sale on internet marketplaces and becoming popular on social media. The two-week Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora. Wow, that's a mouthful.
That's a convention.
That's a convention.
Is that as in like that's an event? Oh, yeah. A two-week convention. Wow. Jesus. Okay.
Are you guys here for the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of World Fauna and Flora?
A.K.A. the, what is it? C-I-T-E-S-W-F-F.
CITESWOOF. Yeah, I'm here for the CITESWOOF.
You're here for the CITESWOOF? I'm also here for the CITESWOOF.
Oh, you're...
Yeah, I'm wearing a CITESWOOF shirt.
You're Barry.
Barry, the treasurer of the CITESWOOF.
I've heard a lot about you. But it's not even 1 week long. It's two-week convention.
2 weeks long.
Because the first week is just to pronounce the name.
Right.
And the second week is
Second week is like, all right, we all know why we're here, right? Now we can talk about animals.
Guys, you've heard it here first. The Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species in Wild Fauna and Flora.
Oh, by the way, our podcast used to be called You Heard It Here First, yeah. But we realized there was too many podcasts called that, so we changed it to Heightening Headlines, Improvising the News.
Yes. So,
before you keep going, I'm just going to interrupt you one more time.
So this conference is scheduled to run through Friday in Samarkand, Uzbekistan. Several proposals related to the pet trade will be considered this week. Participants have proposed tighter regulations or complete bans on the trade of several species, including iguanas from the Galapagos Islands, more than a dozen species of Latin America tarantulas, and an odd-looking turtle from Africa. Odd-looking turtle? It just called out. This turtle just catching strays for no reason.
It's actually just like a fully normal turtle. It was just born with a bit of a weird face. Yeah. And these guys were like, we can sell this.
Shout out to this news story from AP, the Associated Press. This is word for word. Literally, this sounds like a stand-up joke. It sounds like iguanas, tarantulas, and an odd-looking turtle.
Yeah.
It's not even like this rare breed of turtle.
It's, an odd-looking species of turtle. It's just this one random ugly turtle.
It's like,
he's there at the CITESWOOF.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
CITESWOOF. And he's like, oh.
His name tag just says odd looking turtle.
I don't think I'm supposed to be here. I'm not weird. I'm just ugly.
Hey, Mrs. Shell, what is Timmy doing over there? Why is he eating his own foot?
Oh, we don't talk about Timmy. He's the special turtle.
He's odd looking.
It's odd looking.
All right. So save Timmy. An odd looking turtle.
Save Timmy.
An odd looking turtle from Africa. What we're seeing in this pet trade much more. What we're seeing is the pet trade much more looking at reptiles, amphibians.
This is a quote from someone.
People want rare species, and they don't have to go into a pet shop. Said Suzanne Lieberman, Vice President for International Policy at the Nonprofit Wildlife Conservation Society. They go online and there are thousands of animals, including endangered species, illegally obtained species, all available on the internet. So people are just going online and buying endangered animals like Timmy.
So if I just Googled weird-looking turtle,
yeah.
I could buy Timmy illegally. Rather than going to a pet shop and just rolling the dice.
This feels like we're promoting this. Like, if you're lucky, you can own Timmy.
Honestly, I'm in favor of adopting weird-looking turtles if you're doing so legally. Like hashtag justice for Timmy, all right? He's just weird-looking, all right? If he's a rare breed of turtle that is endangered and shouldn't be sold, then we need to save him. But if he's just weird looking, he needs to be protected by adoption or just a bit of respect.
So cute of you. All right. Internet drives illegal trade. In the past, the trade was dominated by sales in animal parts like elephant ivory and tiger bones. But Matt Collis, the senior director of international policy at the International Fund for Animal Welfare. Gosh, guys, work on your acronyms. Were live animals for the pet trades are increasingly turning up on the internet. The dramatic growth in online marketplaces has put consumers directly in touch with wildlife traders and criminals from around the world, Colin said. In today's society, where pretty much anything can be bought with a click of a button and shipped anywhere in the world in a matter of days, no wildlife is safe. No. So, like, they're putting in boxes and, like, that's so sad. Like, Timmy's just being shipped.
It's a UPS box.
Yeah.
Just sending a fucking...
Put some grass in
weird-looking turtle across the ocean.
Social media influencers who have made owned exotic pets cool are also contributing to the problem, Collis said. Several of the species proposed for greater protection at the CITES conference are in Latin America, where an IFAW report last year found illegal trade is on the rise. The report, covering 18 Spanish-speaking Latin American countries, says there were more than 100,000 animals seized or poached from 2017 to 2022, with seizures increasing every year. That's sad. The report found that the live pet trade accounted for a growing piece of the trade, with reptiles representing about 60% of the animals, while nearly 30% were birds and more than 10% were amphibians. Many animals were traded locally or regionally, but there also was evidence of animals shipped to collectors in Europe, Asia, and the U.S. More than 90% of the sea's wildlife destined for Europe were live animals, confirming the demand for pets was a key driver of the illegal trade.
That's horrible.
That is terrible.
So it is live reptiles, and they're just starving them.
I mean, to be fair, if it's exotic pet trade, they're not really going to be shipping dead animals.
Yeah, but... Yeah, wait, it was 90% live animals. That means the other 10% is dead animal. Oh, probably animal parts, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Because they talked about ivory and tiger bones.
That's sad. Okay. Tortoise vipers up for protection.
Among, I think we need to read the rest. That's probably enough to work on because it's a long story.
They love their acronyms. Honestly, this article would be half as short if it wasn't for the...
Yeah.
The, just, what was it?
It Convention twice, on International...
Yeah.
It would be twice as long if they hadn't used the acronyms.
Yeah, finally. Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora.
So yeah, the Citus Wolf.
The Citus Wolf, yeah. No, that's sad. Who's buying these? If you have an iguana or an odd looking turtle in your basement, you should reconsider.
So funnily enough,
as if anybody's going to listen to us.
Only tangentially related, but apparently, what's it called? Like hunting in the sense of like those rich people who want to do those like exotic hunts where they go to Africa and shoot a rhino. Counterintuitively, those are actually generally good for the population of those endangered animals that they go to hunt.
I've heard that because the proceeds go to conservation, right?
Yes. Gonna shout out Adam Ruins Everything. All of my information that I'm saying here is from that. But yeah, all of the money that they spend to do this goes into conservation. And then usually they will aim to have them kill like a disruptive animal or like an animal that, has killed other animals, is very aggressive.
A disruptive animal sounds like, if you misbehave in class, we're going to have you shot to death
and then,
by poacher. Like,
that's kind of how it sounds when they explained it.
Little Timmy, like, gosh.
Little Timmy's disruptive in class, so we're going to poach him so that the rest of the class can flourish.
Yeah, for real. If you fail this math exam, your head's getting blown off. Jeez. I want to be an animal in this scene.
So
I want to be a talking animal.
I'm also wondering, do we become the first to start a business that lets people do this for people? So we just
sounds horrible.
We just like people pay us lots of money to kill a disruptive person.
No, oh my gosh, no, that's horrible.
But it would be really profitable.
No, there's so many problems with that. Have you heard of false imprisonment? Like,
I like that. Like, I mentioned like the idea of killing someone for money, and your first, your first thought is false imprisonment and not murder.
Well, yeah, it's like, how are you gonna, whatever? How are you gonna prove somebody's being disruptive? But, anyways, this is a really fun topic. Like, so should we? Yeah, should we just get into it? I love. I wanted to do a scene at first with all the acronyms and just be like.
I wanted to just do a scene at this conference.
Oh, let's do it! Yeah, let's do it.
At the
we can do multiple
Wolf.
Scenes. There's so much
sure,
content.
Yeah,
there.
All right. We're gonna be two guys at the Citus Wolf.
The Citus Wolf. All right.
Hi. I'm here to learn more about how to stop people from selling animals that they're not supposed to be selling on the internet.
Oh my gosh. Are you Tim? Are you the famous animal preservist Tim?
Yeah.
I've read all of your books. I am a huge fan. I didn't know you were coming.
Oh wow. I'm so honored. Yeah, I'm Tim the conservationist.
Oh my. I'm just working in the booth. This is like a summer job for me.
You can find me on Instagram at @timservationist.
Oh my. I am the biggest Tim Servationist fan. Hey.
Wow, nice to meet a fan.
I don't know how to say this, but I'm Sandra. I'm Sandra, and I live here in Uzbekistan.
Oh, wow. Hi, Sandra. Yes, I remember you from your many, 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 many comments.
Yeah. Yeah, I comment
emails.
On every video, and I've emailed you, I think, every birthday that you've ever had, and your wife's birthday, too.
That information is not public.
Oh, it's okay. I got it. I'm also a big fan of Sandra, your wife.
Yeah, I thought that was an odd coincidence, but now I'm starting to think it's not a coincidence. Oh, dear. I'm starting to feel very uncomfortable about being here at the Citus Wolf.
You know, do you realize the work that you've done in saving species? Like, there would have been so few odd-looking turtles. If it wasn't for you.
I
heard there were down to 694 odd-looking turtles in Africa before you started doing your work.
Yes, the
and now there's
success of my book, Every Turtle is Beautiful, was resounded throughout the world.
Now there's 780.
It's terribly sad, but a small win is still a win,
Sandra. It's a massive win for the odd-looking turtle community.
Yes.
Look, maybe this is inappropriate to ask. Can I ask you a question?
I'm starting to feel like I would
prefer. What are you doing after this?
I'm going home to my wife, and we will make sweet love turtle style.
Oh, I didn't... Okay.
I'm very sexually open, so I do not feel uncomfortable sharing this information.
I didn't know that. I mean, okay, what about
I'm
before
just
that?
Here for the conference, the Citus Wolf, right. To learn about the illegal trade of exotic pets.
Do you want a tote bag? It has a coupon inside.
Sure. Thank you, Sandra.
I'm
very much here for the information and
not
the free
for
goodies.
For sure. Sorry. I'll give you the spiel. So what we're working to do is we're raising money for the red-toed Peter Wolf, which is a bird. It's an endangered species.
Yes, the red-toed Peter Wolf,
yes.
Which is a bird.
It's a the red-toed Peter Wolf. It's an endangered bird in South Chile, and
my favorite country.
It's becoming critically endangered. There's only four birds left. And they have to mate with each other, but unfortunately, two of them find the other two quite ugly. So it's becoming a little drama. It's like a soap opera down there. So we're raising money for a facial for the birds so that they become more attractive to the other two and they can mate. If you give anything, our goal is quite ambitious. We're trying for $150, U.S. dollars, but currently we're at 30 cents. So anything you can give would be really...
Well, I did already pay $600 for my ticket to this conference.
Right, we don't
and
get
I
any of that.
I am starting to feel a little unnerved by the fact that the two of us still seem to be the only ones here.
We we did get a portion of the money for the ticket, but that all went to tote bags. we actually raked in $6,000, but 5,900 of it went to tote bags.
That's
and the other 100 went
to, much too much to go to tote bags, Sandra.
To pay my boss.
The amount of money spent on tote bags could not possibly be that high for the cost of a tote bag for one per person. If you make $600 per person, you only need 10 tote bags. You've only got... Sandra.
We expected about 70,000 visitors by our booth. If each one gives 2 cents, we will crush our goal.
Don't do that. Sandra, everyone has already given $600. What are you intending to do with an additional 2 cents from these 10 people that are coming?
I just really care about the red toad bird. And
Sandra, I can't help but notice you have a lot of facial plastic surgery work done. Do you see yourself and me as red toad something wolf birds?
Well, I'm legally obligated to say that we're a nonprofit and we do not make any money from our work here. But if you wanted to meet me after the conference, then I would buy you dinner with the company money.
I guess I did come all the way here for something. And if it's not going to be to learn about the conservation of exotic pets traded via the internet, then it could at least be a nice dinner.
Oh, thank you.
Before I go home and make love to my wife, also called Sandra Turtle Style.
You did mention that. Actually, my original name's not Sandra. It's.
Did you know Turtle Style means we do it incredibly slowly?
I didn't ask.
We do it very slowly. Both of us have pillows up the backs of our shirts.
That seems totally unnecessary.
But that's how we make the shell part work.
I got that part. Thank you. I didn't look.
And then we very slowly have one of us climb on top of the other.
Okay.
Then slide backward and forward on top of the pillow shell.
Okay. Mr. Tim, I
just wanted to make it clear, Sandra, that I am taken.
I get that. Sounds like you were...
You will not be able to red toad something wolf bird me tonight.
I wasn't trying to. I just... Never mind. We don't have to meet. Anyways, my name's not actually Sandra. Sandra's who I want to be.
Sometimes when we do it turtle style, one of us will poke our neck out extra far and say, ooh.
Much like... much like the red toad slender wolf, I'm gonna make my way and fly away. It was nice meeting you, Mr. Tim. Have a nice day.
Scene.
Oh my gosh. What a creep.
I'm not really sure which character was the creep in this.
Exactly.
They were both pretty creepy.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. That was so funny. That was so much fun. I just love that. I
get in the comments first. Tell us next time you do turtle style.
I just love the statistics you hear from some conservationists. They're doing great work, but they're like, God, bless their hearts. They're like, you know, there's only 60 of these animals left. And after 10 years of hard work, there's now 70. You're just like, what should we do with that information?
But, yeah, I mean,
oh my goodness.
That's kind of how it is.
Yeah.
Shout
out to you guys. I could never.
The craziest, like, thing of this that I heard, when I visited the Grand Canyon, they were talking about the California condor. And apparently, the population got as low as
I mean, I guess there's no way to know 100% for sure, but they seemed very, very confident that there was only 21 left.
Okay.
And then, yeah, they started doing a lot of conservation work. Mm-hmm. I don't know the details of how they did it, but there's definitely more now. For some reason, I feel like the number that they said was like 200 and something, maybe.
Okay.
So still obviously like very, very low, but considering you started with 21, that's pretty impressive.
No, I mean, it's definitely impressive.
But every single one of them is tagged. They know where every single one is at all times.
Okay.
And so, yeah, when the tour guy was taking us around, he was like, you know, people often say that they think they saw a California condor, but like I always know when they actually did, because I can look up and see the tracking and find out if there actually was one around the Grand Canyon, that part of the Grand Canyon at that time.
Ah, okay. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Supposedly.
It's funny how sure they were that there's 21 of them.
Like, yeah.
Like, what are they? Are they like have a notepad and they're like, hey, Barry, you seen one today?
Well, I think the thing was, like, they had all 21 of them in captivity.
Oh, okay.
So it's part, that was my understanding of, like, okay. I think that's usually the case. Either they have them in captivity if they're that low. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm sure someone who's been to the Citus Wolf might be able to correct me here.
Yeah. If anybody from the Citus Wolf is listening to this, please reach out.
Please. I would love to hear God. You. Yeah, that would be insane. But I think if the number gets that low, they do take them into captivity because that's the best way to protect them.
Yeah. We're definitely underestimating this. Like the Citus Wolf is a massive organization. Like there's probably millions of dollars of funding into this and we're just
I mean the organization itself might not be huge, but it probably has a lot of funding.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think if the population is bigger, like when they say like, you know, 500, 600 or whatever, I think in that case they can also be quite confident because it's usually in like a conservation area.
Yeah, yeah.
I think in that case they usually, I don't know what number it makes sense to stop doing this, but I think they're usually still like tagging and tracking mm-hmm. every single one if it's like even in the low hundreds to make sure, you know, there might be a possibility that there's something missed, but usually I think the idea is they want to know where all of them are because then they can, in theory, encourage them to breed and make sure they aren't going to non-conserved areas where they will get poached and whatnot.
Encourage them to breed. Sounds like bird rape.
I mean, that's
like what like, they, what
you are... I mean, surely you know how big of a deal it is, like every time a panda in a zoo has a baby, right? It's like on the news throughout the world. It's like, oh my God, this panda couple at this zoo had a baby. Yeah, yeah, it's like a big deal because there's so few pandas left and it's really hard to get them to have sex.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So panda style is kind of just
we've heard of
chilling that. On the couch and watching TV.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, man. That was awesome.
That was awesome. 23 minutes.
23 minutes?
Yeah. So we can go.
I want to be a rhino. Who was poached?
A rhino?
A rhino?
That sounds like a cereal that you sponsored.
Oh, we have an ad break. Guys, we have an ad break. We talked about this. Guys. Yeah,
our show has ad breaks now.
Do a jingle to exit. Introducing our ad for...
Rhino's.
No, it's a real product.
Wait, really?
We just improvised the stuff about it, yeah.
Oh, I thought we were just...
No.
I feel like that's a potential copyright issue.
Really?
I don't know, maybe. I feel like it's more fun to do fake products.
Can we parody a product? Like,
can we invent rhinos? Because that sounds really funny.
Yeah, you've seen a set on it. Rhinos, all right.
I mean, we could do a real product, but... But then we have to be grounded in truth.
We could do satire, like rhinos.
Actually, it's probably... No, you're right. If we're doing satire, we can probably talk about whatever the hell we want. Actually, I don't know. Unlike... would I lie to you? Whenever they mention a brand product, they have to explicitly say, other brands are available, but in this particular case, we're talking about this product. But that's a British thing.
Maybe they just want to say that.
Maybe.
No.
All right, what do you want to do an ad
now
for?
Now you've scared me.
Cheerios?
No, now you've scared me. I don't know.
I'm thinking about it. If it's satire, I don't think it matters. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
But I do think it's funnier if it's not a real product.
Oh, I mean, we can do that. My idea was that we talk about a real product that we like, and we just actually like fanboy about it.
Oh,
because
like it's not an ad.
Ad. It's just like.
Then why is it called an ad break? We just take a break to talk about a thing that we like that exists.
Okay, good point. But that's what like podcasts do. They have ad breaks.
Yeah, and then they play an ad from the product.
I mean, okay, first of all, it's organic. Second of all, they might send us stuff. They could sponsor us, you know?
It's McDonald's. Organic.
Because as if McDonald's.
And let's do an ad for GMOs.
Let's do an ad for ChatGPT. This is brought to you by computer-generated content.
Let's do an ad for ChatGPT written by ChatGPT.
That's dangerous. They actually might come after us. No.
Once they're done being cummed after by, like, everybody ever who is currently suing them.
Cummed after?
Cummed after, yeah.
Okay. Ad break over.
Ryan O's. Get Ryan inside you with a big circle.
Mom, please don't listen to this. My parents.
Ryan O's. They have fiber. Do you want fiber inside you?
No, you don't.
Get please. Ryan's fiber inside no, you.
These people don't even know me. My name's Ryan. This is why.
Ryan O's. What's the biggest thing you can fit in your mouth?
No.
It's a Ryan
O. No, we're not. My parents are going to listen to this.
After you eat a Ryan O,
how long?
You'll say, oh, Ryan.
Mom, I'm sorry.
That's why our logo is Orion's Belt, the star constellation. Oh, Ryan.
What?
Get your Orion O's. Get your Ryan O, Orion, Ryan O's at ryanos.com.
Did you just have a stroke? Oh, man. All right.
How big is your Ryan O's?
You're having too much fun with this.
Yeah, because you're hating it. This is why you got to learn to love the offer. Because the more you hate it, the more I love it.
Oh my gosh. All right.
You also called me mom through that entire sketch.
No, because my mom is going to listen to this. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
For like, the first part of the scene, I think you're just referring to me as your mom.
No, that's horrible. All I can think about is my mother just standing there listening to this. Oh, man.
Yeah, Ryan O's cereal.
I have extended family, too. I'm just picturing my entire family standing there watching this. Ryan has a podcast. Let's go watch it. Let's put it on the big TV.
Yeah, and then they'll hear this bit and they'll be like, oh my God, Ryan has his own brand of cereal? Yeah. Or I guess it's your family, so they'll be like, oh my God, Ryan has his own brand of cereal? I wonder if they ship to Florida. Maybe we can feed it to our pet gators. I'm sorry, oh, Ryan's man. Family.
Oh, man.
I know you don't even live in Florida anymore.
They're going to love this. All right. They're probably going to listen to these podcasts.
Yeah. Anyways. And they live in Georgia, so they'll probably eat it with peaches.
Look at you. You're just flexing your knowledge of America at this point.
Only those two states. Okay. They're the only ones I care about because they're the ones with the same... No.
All right. Short scene. I want to be a rhino. Hey, Mrs. Horn, is this the right class? I was looking for 607, the math.
Ah, you're looking for math?
Yeah.
Ryan, no, this is the class for avoiding being killed by poachers.
Evasion class. I didn't.
But if you don't know where math class is, you can just join this class.
Really?
We're not very strict, the school.
I'm not very good with direction.
To be honest, there's only four students left here.
What happened to the rest of them?
They were killed. They didn't take my class.
You must not be a very good teacher.
No, they didn't think my class was important. They kept taking math and science. They were like, I'm gonna be the first rhino to go to space. And then this one would be like, I'm gonna be the first rhino to grow a plant. And here I am trying to teach them how to survive. And then they go out and try and achieve their dreams. And then they get shot.
Is that a threat?
No.
Mrs. Horn, are you telling me?
Ryan, I'm trying to help you.
Are you telling... I'm Ryan the Rhino?
Yes, you're Rhino.
Are you telling me that if I don't join your class...
And you might get shot. Not by me, but by someone.
If I go to math class and pursue my dream of becoming a scientist...
You could die.
That instead I should take your class?
You should, yes. I strongly encourage you to.
Fine. Mrs. Horn.
Do you want to be successful and die, or do you want to be unsuccessful and live, Ryan?
I want to live.
Good. Now get in here and start doing push-ups.
Oh, that's how it...
You got to get fit, Ryan. It's the only way to become strong enough to defeat your enemies.
But I can't do push-ups because I have this big horn on my head.
And also, rhinos don't have knees. It makes it very difficult.
That's true. We're just bending the leg.
You're really just kind of more of a bob.
Mrs. Horn, I'll be honest. I'm just learning and growing into my body, and I don't know if I can do a push-up. My arms are weak.
Ryan, do you want to live or do you want to die?
I want to live.
Good, then do a push-up.
Mrs. Horn, don't kill me.
Just deep breath. It's your first student in a while, and you're getting a bit excited, Mrs. Horn.
Wait, I thought you said you had four students.
There's four students in the school, but none of them are taking my class, so I expect they'll be dead by the end of the week.
There's only four students in this whole
school. There's only four students in the whole school. I told you all the rest of them were killed by poachers.
I thought there was four students in your class.
No, in the school. There's one in the math class, one in the science class, and one in music.
He's not going to last long, Mrs. Horn.
He's not... Especially because he plays the flute and it looks a little bit like he's holding a gun. And some species perceive that as a threat.
Fine, Mrs. Horn, I'll do a push-up. But what if I can't do one?
Then we'll find another way to make you strong.
Mrs. Horn, can't I learn how not to be killed by doing some math equations?
No, you'll do a push-up, and if you can't, then you'll eat our sponsored product, Ryan-O's. Sponsored by me, Mrs. Horn, the creator of Ryan-O's, named after this student.
You named a cereal after me, but we just met Mrs. Horn.
Well, it was called Barry-O's, but he got shot. He was my previous student, but he left my class early and pursued his dreams to become an astronaut, and he was shot in space. Shot into space and then shot in space by a fellow astronaut who perceived him as a threat because he was holding a flute.
He was projectiled into space, and that didn't kill him, so he was murdered.
He was projectiled into space in a rocket because he was an astronaut, but there was another astronaut who was also projectiled into space who had a gun. And then this astronaut saw Barry, and because he was playing his flute in space, he perceived the flute as a threat, thinking it was a gun. A rhino playing a flute? No, that's a rhino with a gun. He shot him. Barry is dead. Now they're called rhinos. See?
Oh my gosh. Wow.
That took a turn.
That took a turn. He was projectiled and then he was shot. Oh my gosh. That was fun. Thanks for calling my real name in the scene.
I had to make the Ryan-O joke again in a different context.
I know.
You wanted to be. You this said is... you wanted to be a Ryan-O.
Why do I have a feeling that every ad in this podcast is going to be for rhinos?
No, it'll be for something else next time. Oh, like
Trinocchios.
Trinocchio sounds like Pinocchio's like weird brother. His brother with a weird face.
Trinocchios.
Chanokyo is to Pinocchio what the turtle in that story is to normal-looking turtles.
Odd-looking turtle.
Odd-looking turtle.
I want to find the author of that article and like, find out what they were...
What is the story behind this turtle?
It has to have a species name, right? Like, I assume that they meant turtles with that are, like, bred to look... odd.
Or it's just a breed, like a species of turtle that is looks weird compared to most other turtles.
That's so offensive. That's like, if there's aliens out there and they're reporting on us humans, they're like, the odd-looking humans. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's like, we've got all of these humans and then we've got this odd-looking human.
Yeah, like... Okay, you know what, we're taught to love everybody and love yourself, but...
But aliens are only taught to love the ones that aren't weird-looking.
Jeez.
Anyways. This has been...
Heightening Headlines.
Heightening Headlines, that's it. This has been Heightening Headlines, Improvising the news. We'll catch you next time. Bye!
Thanks for listening to Heightening Headlines. Tune in next week for more.